Hello, movie enthusiasts, and welcome back for the 50th episode of Cinema Central. I'm your host, DJ Ace, and as promised, I have returned. And I wanted to say thanks to all of you who have listened and supported the podcast in the past year and a half. Now, down to business. I wanted to first acknowledge that my hiatus took a little longer than I had intended. There were many delays that arose, ensued, and were overcome, but everything is fine now. And better than ever. Hopefully you caught the new logo reveal on the Facebook page. That was a lot of fun to do, and you should expect more of that kind of stuff in the future. Also, shout out to my boy Logan Weaver for making that logo for me. It was a great collaboration, and I'm very happy with how it turned out. So last time I talked to you, I had said that the next movie I would be reviewing is Joker, which came out on October 4th, and I realized that was a little while ago, but as I am a man of my word, here we are. I have to say though that one additional reason it took me so long to get to this review is because I had to ponder this film for like a week upon seeing it, which that alone should tell you what kind of movie this is. And to begin, as before, I'm going to give you my non-spoiler impressions of the movie, and then we'll get into the nitty-gritty spoiler review. Now here we go. Joker is a movie based on the Crown Prince of Crime that takes a much darker and deeper look at the character and the society that he lives in. The movie is only loosely tied into the greater DC Comics universe lore, as the Joker remains the primary subject of the film. This is the first movie in a while that I would not dub a comic book movie in the traditional sense of the word, because while it has roots in comic book lore, it is nothing like the genre in the modern era. Joaquin Phoenix puts on a masterful performance as Arthur Fleck and fully commits to the role and masterfully executes it. As the viewer, you watch the world through the mind's eye of Arthur as the world around him unravels and offers a unique but dark experience. And finally, what is really surprising about the movie is its commentary on mental illness and society, which makes it a very thought-provoking and widely discussed to this day. If you are going to this movie because it's umbrellaed under the Joker brand expecting a comic book experience, then this movie is not for you. If you are interested in a character study on a mentally disturbed character and how he reacts to a society that puts him down, then I would highly recommend this movie. That's it for my non-spoiler review of the film. If you've seen Joker, then stick around for this spoiler discussion. And if you haven't, then I would say go see it and come back later, because you do not want this movie spoiled for you at all. I will say though that this review is going to be a little different than reviews I've done before, because this movie isn't like other movies and is very provocative and has a lot of things to say. As such, I'll be hitting a lot of those subjects. As I said before, the movie is done through the lens of Arthur Fleck, aka Joker, which provides a meaningful yet disturbing movie experience. You're with Joker through every moment of this film and experience everything with him as he experiences it. And that really gets nailed through the performance of Joaquin Phoenix. Like, we all know he is a fantastic actor, but you can tell he committed to the role in this movie. From the way he lost a bunch of weight on its own is slightly disturbing, and the stuff he does to himself in the movie is truly bizarre, like when he paints his tongue or sleeps in the refrigerator. The highlight for me was the laughing, though. His laugh was so cringy throughout the whole film, but the condition he has where he laughs uncontrollably was so well done, because he is like laughing, but the look on his face is just like pain and embarrassment and being ashamed. And I can't think of many actors that can pull off such a bizarre combination of emotions. I really enjoyed the cinematography in this movie. Most shots in the movie were meaningful and almost always was meant to point out something to the viewer. And it was complemented handedly by the soundtrack. The soundtrack really made me think more of a horror movie soundtrack than anything, and helped set the mood on so many occasions with just how eerie it was. One part of the film that I thought was interesting was that Gotham, where the movie takes place, was in the middle of a garbage strike, which at first I was like, okay, it's a plot device for having the people upset in the first place. But then I thought about it and it felt more like a commentary on society. Like, how much metaphorical garbage do we see on a daily basis, from the news media to social media to just our daily lives? That on its own can have an effect on people and make them upset. I know in the movie it was the literal garbage piling up, and maybe I'm reading too much into it, but that was my take on it. More importantly, this movie is about mental illness and its effects on an individual. So to me, this movie was saying that society as a whole doesn't really care about mental illness and people that suffer from it. They would rather ignore the issue and move on with their lives. Now, I know that there are certainly people in the world today that advocate for mental health awareness and plenty of organizations that help these people. And I also believe that most people aren't totally heartless and would help a person in need. But what I think this movie is saying is that it isn't enough. In the big picture, there will always be someone cast by the wayside who needs help. Now, I want to be clear. I don't have the answers to the world's problems. This is just my examination of a movie that's dealing with mental illness. This whole issue can be summed up in one very poignant phrase from Arthur's journal. The worst part about mental illness is everyone expects you to act like nothing is wrong. It's a very powerful and meaningful statement that I'm sure resonates with a lot of people, and I'm just going to leave it right there. The movie also pulls from the idea that one bad day is all it takes to send someone over the edge. In the case of Arthur, this is very apparent, from getting mugged, losing his medication, being made fun of on TV, losing his job, and much more in a span of a few days, while also having to deal with his own mental health. He snaps and kills three guys on the subway, after they also started beating him up. You really don't know what a person is struggling through, mental health or otherwise, and unfortunately people can only take so much and inevitably do something bad. We see it almost every day on the news, some new tragedy somewhere. So again, even through the gritty atmosphere of the movie, there's something to be said about just being a decent human being to one another. Now for the really juicy stuff, as if this hasn't been heavy already. There are three significant plot twists in this movie. The first having to do with some of the DC comic references. Since you've watched the movie, then you know there are some pretty obvious Batman connections. They're in Gotham City. He encounters young Bruce Wayne at Wayne Manor and Alfred. And also, of course, there's the dilemma with Thomas Wayne, Bruce Wayne's father. After Arthur finds out his mother believes Thomas Wayne is his father, Arthur digs into it and finds out that his mother was also committed for being crazy and that he himself was abused as a child. So the first thing is that this revelation causes him to essentially question his entire life. But it also raises another issue, that mental illness can be a direct result of childhood trauma. This is something that affects so many people, and sometimes for their entire lives. And in the greater frame of addressing mental illness, child abuse is something that also really needs addressed in today's society. Now, people can obviously suffer trauma at any point in their lives, but as a kid, it can really have a damaging and long-lasting effect on your life, which we see in the movie with how Arthur and how he is as an adult. It's a correlation that the movie brings up and shouldn't be overlooked. Continuing on the crazy mom train, though, it is interesting to think about. As we know, when Arthur confronts Thomas, he punches him in the face and says his mom was crazy. But there is a much darker implication to this moment. Thomas Wayne is the most powerful and rich person in all of Gotham. It is not a far leap of the imagination to assume that maybe he really did have an affair, and to cover the whole thing up, has this woman committed, convincing her she is crazy, or Arthur's mom really is just crazy, and it's really up to you what you think happened. The second twist happens shortly after, when Arthur smothers his mother in the hospital. We find out that this relationship he was having with an apartment neighbor was completely fake and in his head the entire time, which is incredibly messed up and disturbing all at once, and has important implications for later in the movie. The third and final twist I will get to in a moment, but first we must discuss the climax of the film. As I mentioned before, he was made fun of on live TV by a late show host named Murphy, played by Robert De Niro, who also does a great performance. But again, we all know what happens at the end when Joker gets invited on the Murphy show. I really do need to watch the film again for this scene alone, because a lot of things happen and it all happens pretty quickly. But in the scene, Joker gives a monologue which transcends the movie and is really a message for us, the audience, to take in and listen to. Unfortunately, it got a little lost because I was fully engaged in the suspense of what was about to happen. But I do remember one line from that speech, and it was something like, "Nobody listens, everyone is just yelling at each other." And that line hit me because it is so true. Just look at the social media world we live in. These days, it doesn't really matter about who's right and who's wrong. It's about who's the loudest, because those are the people who get heard. And it's sad because in the grand scheme of things, they are such a minority of the population, and yet they hold the power, and it's a sad and dangerous state of affairs. And of course, I can't not mention what happens, because you'll get exactly what's coming to you, as Joker blows Murphy's brains out on live TV, and then the rest of the film unfolds, and we get to see Bruce Wayne's parents get murdered yet again! Like, seriously, this family has to hold the record for being killed the most on screen. Like, I've seen it so many times. Can we get the Waynes a break? Like, justice for the Waynes. Stop killing them in fantasy TV. Like, come on. Anyway, the third and most important twist in the film is the ending, which puts Joker in an insane asylum, and the psychiatrist asks what's so funny, and he says you wouldn't get it, and it's over, and you're like, what? Because they don't explain how he got from to there from the previous scene where he was a free man, which brings us to the biggest question of them all: was it even real? That is the genius of this film. I said it at the very beginning of the review. We see this movie through the lens of Arthur, who is a mentally disturbed man, who, as we have proof of, can't trust everything he sees. So why should we, the viewer, trust anything he sees in this entire movie? That, to me, is what is so incredible about this movie, and quite frankly, eye-opening, is that it dishes out at least a semblance of what it means to have a mental illness. Now, this is a very extreme case for sure, but it gets you thinking, and it certainly got people to talk about it. And speaking of talking about it, there has been plenty of discussion about what parts were real and which weren't. I heard it said that it was really up until when he gets pulled out of the cop car. But if you remember at the beginning of the film when he's talking to that social worker, she mentions that he has been committed before, and there's a very brief cut of him beating his head against a cell window. Now, was this a flashback or a glimpse into reality? There's no way to know for sure. I am now questioning whether or not the clown army was real, or if that was just the way he saw people in the world, as just a bunch of clowns. It's even more confusing because the Waynes are obviously supposed to get murdered. That's a real event that occurs, but was it because of this chain of events, or did he just hear about it after the fact? We have no way of telling, that is for certain. That is really all I have to say regarding the Joker movie. This review was a doozy for me. I had to think about it for like a week before I could write this review. But I enjoyed this movie, even though it was a dark and gritty commentary on mental illness in society. But I think it was well executed. Did you like Joker? What are your thoughts on the ending? You can let me know on the socials at Ace Cinema Central. Until next time, movie enthusiasts. Yeah.